Message number 1267. God would never dictate any other doctrine because He gave the world His Word. Sunday, November 16, 2014 at 2010. My dearly beloved daughter, Satan is the king of lies, the master of deceit, and he roams the earth freely, devouring souls every second. His power is fueled by the fact that most people do not believe he exists. He has taken over the hearts and souls of many, and this is how he works. He tells lies to those he infests to encourage them to sin. He will convince the soul that sin is harmless and that it is acceptable to commit every sin which are especially associated with him. These sins include justifying every wicked act of the flesh, including sexual promiscuity, immorality, debauchery, and decadence. When the human body is used as a vehicle to commit such acts which are shameful in God's eyes, you will know that this is a sign of satanic influence. When the evil one influences the souls of those charged with the spiritual direction of souls in my church to encourage the acceptance of sin, he does this in a cunning way. You will be admonished for judging the sinner, but not one word will be uttered to condemn the sin in God's eyes. When Satan wants to destroy love, he will do this by causing discord in relationships. He will create hatred in the hearts of man by filling his head with lies, which encourages man to fight with one another through conflict and war. He will tempt man through the influence of other souls who have already succumbed to his temptations. Lies, blasphemies, and hatred are the means by which Satan works to spread his infestation. He lulls souls into a false security when one man tells another that sin is not against the laws of God because it is a natural thing. God's children therefore become very confused because the laws laid down by him have been uprooted and people are undecided as to which way they should turn. You have only one choice. Read the Most Holy Bible and be reminded of the truth. It is there for you to read in black and white. If you accept the truth contained in my Father's holy book and believe that he dictated to Moses his Ten Commandments, then you must never accept any other doctrine. God would never dictate any other doctrine because he gave the world his word. Nothing within it can be changed. The man who dares to change it to suit the lives of sinners will be guilty of a terrible sin and will suffer for this affront of the Holy Spirit. Your Jesus.